So your colleague in lung cancer, Matt Hellman, presented data in non-small cell, and now we're seeing data in small cell. But in non-small cell, it kind of looked like the patients with low PD-L1 and high tumor mutation burdens did better with the combination. Has that concept been looked at in melanoma, and do you buy into it for lung cancer?
So PD-L1, in addition to tumor mutation burden, is associated with this hot tumor microenvironment. And I think the theory there really is when you have low PD-L1 and you don't have a lot of immune reaction against the tumor, you may need combination treatment. And in melanoma and the CheckMate 067 study, which is the phase 3 study comparing ipilimumab plus nivolumab, nivolumab alone, and ipilimumab alone, the first data reports, at least the 3-year survival data, suggested that there may be a bit of a better benefit for combination over PD-1 alone in patients who are PD-L1 negative, suggested that if you don't have a lot of immune response against your tumor, you may need combination treatment. That's not completely perfectly aligned, but I think the same story is emerging in lung cancer and other tumors that if you look at the people who are defined as cold tumors, low tumor mutation burden, PD-L1 negative, maybe those are people that really should be treated with combination checkpoint blockade. The lung data are very interesting. Ipilimumab and nivolumab has been explored most extensively in patients with high tumor mutation burden. And that perhaps might be a group that ultimately would get the best benefit from combination immune therapy. We don't really completely quite know that just yet. It's still ongoing research in large lung cancer trials.
When you look, though, at, for example, that data set, the clinical research data set you just talked about, where the PD-L1 levels seem to, maybe predict benefit in melanoma for the combination, were those patients looked at in terms of tumor mutation burden?
In the melanoma data set, not yet. We only have PD-L1.
Is there enough variation that would be worth looking at? Is it going to be looked at?
I think it would be worthwhile to look at.
It's kind of weird that you have lung cancer doing.
Lung cancer is ahead of us now. We in melanoma were first because we didn't, unfortunately, have treatments that worked all that well for melanoma in the past, namely chemotherapy, interleukin-2, interferon. They worked to a degree in some patients really profoundly, but the vast majority of patients didn't benefit. So melanoma was ripe for trying all kinds of crazy ideas, and that's where all these treatments originated. However, lung has really, I think, in many ways, taken the lead, and I think they're doing so because they have so many more patients. They can answer questions much more quickly because they can run big randomized trials much more quickly just due to the number of people with lung cancer. So they're answering really important questions about, is PD-L1 a predictive biomarker? Is tumor mutation burden a predictive biomarker? And I think we now have a lot to learn from lung in the melanoma experience.